In this new episode of the Internet of Things show, we're going to show you how to provision and configure an IoT Edge device with zero touch, basically not doing anything else than just plugging it in. And Emmanuel is here to tell us about that, demo that, and tell us about IoT Edge, which is now GA. Thanks for watching the IoT show. Emmanuel is here today to talk to us about the latest in IoT Edge. IoT Edge just went GA today, and we're glad to share with you some of the insights of what's new in there. Hey, Emmanuel.
Yeah.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are
good?
You?
Are you tired?
A little bit, but
you shipped it. It's done, right?
Yeah.
So IoT Edge is GA, meaning what?
Meaning that it's ready for production. That's really the main message. So in the GA release, what we're adding is a lot of security features, lots of developer features as well to make it easier to have more repeatable and scriptable developments and deployments through CI/CD, for instance.
Okay.
And also like bootstrapping the and showing the vision that we have for partners with like a first step towards enabling a module marketplace of IoT Edge modules.
So a bunch of features are actually making IoT Edge not just generally available, but also enterprise ready, right?
Yes. And a lot of new features in the SDK, more language supported as well. So really a lot of features are coming
together. Awesome. And you came today with a demo. So we have a Raspberry Pi here.
Yeah.
It has this weird thing that comes out of that.
It's called a TPM.
It's a TPM, right? Because the Pi doesn't have it by default, but for the demos, we want to show. So basically, what is it used for, right, in our case right here?
So a TPM is a hardware security device that is made to protect secrets. So it can protect secrets with the hardware, so that you put a secret in there, and even if you have access to the device for an unlimited period of time, you can't get back the secret if you are not authorized to get it.
Okay, got it. So yeah, a safe way to store your keys for getting your home.
So keys are a perfect example of what you want to put in your TPM.
TPM. Yeah. Okay, so we have IoT Edge in there. So that's the GA version. So it has a new form factor, I would say. The runtime used to be a Python application. Well, the bootstrap was a Python application. So now it's a daemon in Linux, right?
So we've completely rewritten this bootstrapping Python script. And now it's running as two pieces, actually. A daemon that is always on and listening for commands to react to a DPS flow, for instance. But also the other component is a HSM, so a hardware security manager that abstracts the HSM or TPM types of devices to interface with them.
Okay, so you're going to show us some demo of that flow of provisioning a device.
Yeah.
So this one comes with just this secure. How do we call that? Like the IoT Edge secure agent, what is it called exactly right now?
The security manager.
The
Edge security manager.
Okay. And so that's the only thing that's in there, right? It has a TPM, and it has the security manager, right?
So essentially, IoT Edge daemon has been deployed, and the HSM libs as well, which makes the Edge security manager.
And it's not connected, but before I connect...
It's not connected. And so before you connect, what I've done is I went to DPS.
Yeah.
In the portal, and I've created an enrollment for this device.
Okay.
It's an individual enrollment to support this TPM chip. And so during the enrollment creation that I've done just before, what I've done is put a copy-paste the endorsement key of this TPM.
Okay.
Flagged it as an Edge device.
Okay.
And gave a link to my IoT hub. And the last thing I've done was adding a tag to identify this device as a group of other devices so that it's easier for me to manage and configure those types of devices at scale later on.
Yeah, so basically it gets, as soon as it's provisioned by a DPS, it's gonna get a tag in between that will allow me to, in that case, I think you've been doing something with the deployments on the edge side of things.
Yeah.
On the IoT Hub side of things.
So that's for the DPS side. Yep. And what I've also done is in my IoT Hub, so today there's no device connected to this IoT Hub.
Yep.
But what I've done is already set up an edge deployment.
Okay.
With the tag that we were just mentioning earlier.
Okay.
The object recognition tag.
Okay.
And so this deployment is targeting all edge devices that has this tag object recognition.
Okay.
And so this is the new like automatic deployment service.
Okay.
That is always ongoing.
Mm.
So
each time there's a new device, IoT edge device that's going to come with that specific tag in the twin, it's going to get that deployment sent to it, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So it takes care for you of when the device are becoming visible.
Okay. And so you have a set of modules.
And I've got a set of modules already set up. And so what this deployment tells all those edge devices that meets the target condition is to deploy all those workloads to these edge devices.
Now?
Yeah, let's try it. Let's try it.
Watch out, it's the red cable.
Right. Okay.
Boom, it's on. So it's going to start Raspbian on that. It's going to connect to the Wi-Fi.
Yep.
So what you might want to do is actually, maybe you can SSH into the device once it's connected.
Yeah.
And we see still no devices there.
Still no devices there. Let me refresh just to make sure. Still no device. Let's SSH into the device.
Super secure password.
Super secure password.
Okay.
Okay, and so now what we can do is look at the logs of the Edge daemon.
Okay. Yeah, so starting automatically at boot because it's a daemon.
Yeah, it's already already started.
You only dash F so that way you have full. Okay, cool. And what we're seeing.
So let's see what we're seeing. So the daemon started. It started the network as well.
So we see here there's a config.yaml file. So what is that file for on the device?
So this file is where you will say how you want to provision your device, if you want to do a manual provisioning or an automatic provisioning using DPS.
Okay.
And this is also where you'll mention the version of the IoT Edge agent that you want to have deployed on your device.
Okay.
And if you do manual provisioning, this is where you'll give your connection string to your IoT Hub and all the parameters to get the connection with the cloud.
So we see that the secure agent is actually now connecting to DPS and starting a specific registration with the data from the YAML.
Yeah.
And actually got a device ID, so we should see.
Got a device ID from the Hub.
So we should see the device
ID in
the portal,
let's see back
in
the portal. Let's refresh.
Okay. Nice.
And here is the device. Yeah.
And so it says modules count 5. So that means that it already has its configuration from IoT Hub.
Yeah. So what happened is, so IoT Hub through this deployment found this device.
Mm-hmm.
And so it pushed a deployment manifest with those 5 modules as soon as it found the device. And so now this manifest has been pushed to the edge device.
Okay.
And so that tells the edge device to start fetching all those workloads.
Got it. And so basically we should see the 5 of them and populating. Yeah, display module,
so
camera capture.
So the camera capture is an example of one of the workloads that was referenced into the manifest.
Awesome. And then we've seen it. Like device will be running, it has its module, does its thing.
Yeah.
So that's interesting because like I just plugged that in. It had a vanilla piece of code, nothing in there, no modules, no nothing, and got connected automatically to IoT Hub through DPS.
Yes.
And now it's been then provisioned or configured, got its module, installed the modules, run the module, and now it has a functionality.
Yeah. And that's really what you need when you want to go to production, right? Is you want to be able to configure your devices before sending them to the field, and then as soon as they're ready to be used in the field, just powering them up and all the cloud takes care of everything else.
Awesome. And then from there on, this is a production device. It's in production. You can leverage the new enterprise-ready features, CI/CD, and so on, to do your maintenance on these devices.
Yeah, right? you could use your CI/CD to set up gates. So as you do pull requests and you make changes to your code, you can set those same kind of automatic configurations to maybe on your first changes in your first ring target like 5 or 6 test devices.
Yep.
And then go to a bigger ring as you move up branches.
Okay.
And in the end, target eventually all your devices at scale in production.
Awesome. Thanks, Emmanuel. So IT Edge is now GA with these new features. And we just saw DPS provisioning, zero touch provisioning and configuration of an IT Edge device. You need a red cable, though. Okay. Thanks, Emmanuel. See you soon.
Thanks, Olivier.
Thanks, guys.